This method works from the simplest mind to the most advanced. Know that the simplest mind may be the one with the most intense emotional energy that is necessary for the planet's transformation. Intelligence is not the cure-all. Love is. It is work that can be done by all of us, from the simplest to the most advanced. It allows us the opportunity to work together in a capacity that unites the most simplistic with the most advanced, so that we can be united and cooperative in our intent. It is an opportunity for all of us that realize the potential of our nation and see the vision ahead, but are segmented due to different locales. It is an opportunity to unite at a psychic level and transcend all our differences and unite in the energy of our common denominators, the earth and the heart. We can transform by way of our entrance into multidimensional reality as we pass from the reality of modern-day society through the psychic static into the realm of truth, reality, and multidimensional manifestation of heaven on earth. Imagine. Come together. Let it be. Before we continue, I want to make mention of a few things for you to bear in mind, and then let them go and proceed with the method. First of all, I'd like you to recognize the similarity between the words danger and anger. D-A-N-G-E-R. Know that when we harbor anger toward anyone or any situation, there is danger nearby. It is danger to our well-being. There is no need for anger. Learn to let it go, be it someone cutting you off on the highway or pushing in front of you in a line, or the more challenging events of life. Get above it, transcend it, and be more forgiving. It will contribute greatly to your well-being. Secondly, learn that living is forgiving. Again, get above the human frailties and become more godly in your perspective. It is human to err and divine to forgive. Be more generous in your thoughts and actions. Learn to give and learn to forgive. Living is forgiving. Living is forgiving. If your well-being is as important to you as it should be, then learn to exercise these concepts. They will do a world of good for your well-being, and besides, why should you allow anyone to upset your peace and your center? Let it go and live fully. Thirdly, recognize the similarity between the words grave and gravity. In the relaxation portion of this method, understand that when humans pass on from this life, our bodies go to the grave. That is when the earth takes our physical aspect completely. During these exercises, do your very best to let go of your physical being and allow gravity to take you as completely as you are able while maintaining conscious awareness. He who loses his life will gain it. So practice letting go as much as possible by letting gravity take you while you are alive and well. In this way, humans can gain fuller life before going to the grave. Let gravity work in your favor. Know these things, let them go, and move on in fulfilled living. This regulation of energy in motion will redirect the radical and unpredictable flow of this energy into a flow that is aligned with the grace of the universe, or universe, to connect the elements of body, mind, and spirit, to create a whole soul. A soul that is whole becomes the essence of holistic, and that is to be holy or aligned with divine and universal principles. You are to become in harmony and union with the Creator within you. Join now in this transforming experience of elevation of spirit, mind, and body into a single unit of light, love, and godliness. My preference is to perform this method lying down on a firm yet comfortable surface. I like a hardwood floor and a yoga mat. Find what is comfortable for you, but not so comfortable that you go to sleep. Begin slowly. The main idea for now is to achieve the most completely relaxed state so that the nature within your body can flow through it and remove stress and allow energy flow like an unobstructed stream of water. This will be in time, so be patient and learn to feel and see the end result you are working toward. Understand that the intent behind our actions will dictate the purity and accuracy of the result. If you do nothing else in this program, be sure to monitor your intent in all you do. And if ill intent exists, correct it and amend it to righteous intent. This will bring fulfillment beyond your imagination, your I Magi Nation. Feel free to use a kitchen chair if you prefer. The important thing is to keep your spine straight so as not obstruct the natural flow within. It is important to keep the spine straight. If it becomes tiresome, then feel free to move a bit so as to remove the discomfort and then resume the position. In time, you will gain strength in the weaker areas and feel less and less discomfort until there is none at all. This is good. As we strengthen our weakness, we become stronger. This is good at all levels of being, particularly in the area of morality. Anyway, you will eventually get the spin back in your spine. What I mean by this is that you will reach a point where you may experience some light headiness and sort of a dizzy feeling. It is a point you reach through practice, and I correlate to a rubber band being twisted tightly and then released. Tension has tightened the rubber band. Now you will learn to unwind and release this tension. Each time this occurs, you will feel lighter and relieved and relived. You will be loosed and connected to the flow. This seemingly dizzy feeling is the stress being released from your spine. And when you feel it, do not fight it, but in fact go with it and allow it to release and escape. It is an unwinding of the stress that is accumulated around your spine. After this happens, you continue with the exercise and do not attempt to get up quickly. If you do, you will only allow the stress to return. Instead, continue with this method as you have been doing, thereby building a strength resistance within yourself that will prevent the stress from returning. When you arise from the exercise, you will feel the burden of stress to be gone, and you will be one step closer to experiencing a feeling of lithe, for you will now be filled with more light as dark shadows are dispelled. You will be more airy and open. A point to remember is that when we are about to finish up this method of release, relax, recharge, and retune, it is important that for the first 5 to 10 minutes afterwards, or longer if possible, we get up and move very, very slowly and try to stay connected as long as possible to the nature within us that we have made conscious connection with. Through practice, it will occur effortlessly and naturally. By practice of this method, you are in essence reteaching your body the language of peace. You are also learning to unhinge the ego that has become frozen and locked in place, and that is preventing you from receiving the nourishment from God's source to your core essence. The ego becomes frozen as we become superficially infatuated with ourselves. It is vital to love ourselves for who we are in character and essence, not so much for how we appear. If you prefer sitting in a chair that is firm, okay. Make your intention to eventually be able to lay flat on a floor with a mat beneath you. I find that laying on a flat surface really helps to alleviate obstructions and allow free flow of energy. But if you cannot do this, don't let this deter you. This method can be performed just as effectively in a chair. Loose-fitting, non-binding clothing will be essential. Please realize the importance of remaining awake. Should you fall asleep, it will not be harmful. However, it will not be beneficial either, because you would have then drifted from the area of the spectrum of being that we are seeking to address our attention to. This area of the spectrum of your being is what is referred to as the alpha state of awareness. Full consciousness is important for conveying this peace energy to our body and conscious mind. Should you be interrupted for any reason, then you should start again from the beginning. Let us now get into the position you are going to take for this exercise, and let's begin. One last note about ego. When you look into a mirror and see a blemish, you do not wipe the reflection in the mirror to remove the blemish. You go to the original and attempt to repair it at its source. The ego is the reflection of your true nature. Go to the source. Thank you.